Let There Be Light. From Flashbangs and Frag Grenades. By Calchaxis. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on League of Legends by Riot Games. Chapter 17. Dreams of Death. There wasn't much to the old auto shop on the outside, but that was by design. Jinx pulled the reinforced garage door down with an oiled click of metal on metal, secured the floor locks to anchor it in place, then stood up, stretched, and sighed as her back cracked loudly. "Sounds like you need a chiropractor," her partner said from the workbench as he turned over a long spear made of scrap metal.
"Yeah, no kidding," Jinx shot back. "Remind me to make an appointment once the apocalypse is over, all the zombies are dead, and the government is reestablished, the hospitals reopen, and everything goes back to normal."
They both snorted out a laugh, and Atreus shook his head as he held up his newest weapon to the single dim light of the garage to examine the edge, while Jinx went to the shelves nearby and started putting all the salvage she'd scavenged up in her latest run. It wasn't much, a half gallon of gasoline, some cans of green beans, and one can of refried beans, but the real prize was an unopened roll of toothpaste. Good dental hygiene was surprisingly hard to manage after the collapse of civilization.
"Any survivors?" Atreus asked without looking over.
"Nope," Jinx replied. "Pretty sure everyone in the area is dead or shambling by now."
Atreus made a quiet grunt of assent, then said,
"Probably. But you never know."
"And even if there was, so what?" Jinx asked, putting the last can away. "It's not like we've got anything to spare."
Besides, what did it matter? The world was over. What was the point in pretending to care about other people if all it was going to earn you was a liability? There had barely been a point to it before the world had gone to shit. Now it was doubly pointless. Jinx had known Atreus since she was 11, when he'd been working for her foster dad as a cleaner. She'd been working with him since she was 16. She trusted him like she trusted no one else anymore, but trust didn't extend anywhere else. She'd never exactly been possessed of a great love of humanity prior to the end of the world, and all the fucking zombies hadn't exactly endeared her. She dropped her homemade weapons next to Atreus for him to look over. She always did her own maintenance afterward, but he'd get sullen if she didn't let him give her tools a once-over. The man was like a mother hen about it, honestly.
"Heading downstairs?" he asked.
"Yeah," Jinx answered. "I'm fucking beat."
Jinx slunk out of the garage, past the trap-filled lobby, to the back room that opened to a stairwell. They slept underground because it was easy to fortify, and there was an emergency exit from the basement if they really needed it. More importantly, the basement was soundproofed, so they could actually have a television down there. There was no satellite or cable or anything anymore, obviously, but they had a VCR and Atreus's giant collection of old movies, which by that point, Jinx had probably watched at least twice each. But it was something, at least. Stripping off her body armor, she tossed each piece into its predetermined corner of the room, then kicked off her boots and dropped onto the couch, curled up under the blanket, and scooped up the remote. She'd lucked out and found some rechargeables, and they'd lasted a damn long time.
"Where was I?"
Jinx mumbled as she turned the television on and hit play.
"No matter how clever he is, he'll need an exit visa. Or I should say two,"
said Captain Louis, played by the dapper Claude Rains. And Jinx settled in as a faint smile played over her face.
"Why two?"
asked Rick. Old Humphrey's second best role in Jinx's opinion, as he picked up a cigarette from the table beside him.
"He's traveling with a lady,"
the captain replied.
"I'll take one."
"I think not,"
the captain countered.
"I've seen the lady. And if he did not leave her in Marseille or Iran, he certainly wouldn't leave her in Casablanca."
Rick rolled his eyes.
"Well, maybe he's not quite as romantic as you are."
Captain Louis's reply was cut short as the faintest rattle of metal reached Jinx's ear, and she hit pause and shot up from the couch with a scowl. Tossing the remote aside, she pulled her boots back on before grabbing a pneumatic pistol she'd cobbled together from the rack by the stairs and headed up slowly. The pistol was a bitch to reload, but it was quiet as hell other than a hiss and a thunk, perfect for taking out the odd lone shambler that occasionally separated from the pack and wandered into their territory. It was odd, though. She had done a circuit around the place like usual before heading in, and she hadn't spotted anything. Shamblers weren't exactly sneaky. If it were one of the hybrids, then that would be a problem. Those things were nasty as all get out. Most of them were just mutated shamblers that ended up with a few extra bits, but sometimes... sometimes you got real horror movie shit. More so than usual. Jinx peeked out the back window and scanned the machine yard. No movement. If there was a shambler, it would be doing its thing, bumping into shit and looking for fresh meat. She slipped around back to the garage, where Atreus looked up at her with a raised eyebrow. "Heard something?" he asked. "Yeah." Jinx nodded out towards the back. "Something moved." He picked up his spear. "Want me to check it out?" Jinx shook her head and made for the side door. "I'll do it," she said. "It's probably just a stray."
"And if it isn't?"
"If it ain't, then you'll know pretty fucking quick," Jinx said with a wry grin.
Then she was out and slinking through the alley beside the auto shop towards the quickly darkening backyard. The whole place smelled of cold metal and old motor oil, which was a hell of a lot better than smelling like old gore like the rest of the city. That would be another sign that she wasn't alone, if she nosed around and started smelling rot. The shamblers always did smell like rot. The rear of the shop was packed to the tits with old beaters whose owners were never going to return for them unless it was as part of a shambler hoard. Even if they did come back for them, most of their parts had been repurposed for other more survival-oriented shit, like her petrol-powered minigun. So Jinx slipped between the vehicles, ears straining for any sign of movement. There were no groans, which was either good or very, very bad. Groans were a shambler mainstay sign. Air got trapped in dead lungs, and every time they moved, a little was squeezed out. Only hybrids knew how to stay quiet. Alternatively, it might have just been a fucking rat knocking over a can or something, in which case, fine, she could do her circuit and go back to watching her movie. Clink. Fuck. Or not. The sound had come from near the north gate, and Jinx dropped low, raised her pistol, and crept forward. Still no smell of rot. Even hybrids smelled like rot. Maybe it was a rat, just a big one. It was as she was moving past a mostly intact Dodge that she heard it again. Movement. A rustling shift of something brushed against the upholstery. Jinx froze as she realized it had come from the car she was crouched behind. Swallowing thickly, she sidled around to the far side and slowly... slowly rose up to peek through the broken window, squinting in the dimming evening light, and saw the absolute last thing she ever expected. A pretty blonde in torn jeans and layers of sweaters was curled up around a backpack in the back seat, shivering, with her head propped up on her arm. It was either the freshest goddamn shambler that had ever shambled, or...
"Hey, psst."
The girl nearly leapt out of her skin, cracked her head against the top of the car, and then jerked back and plastered herself to the door she'd been kipping it against as she stared back with the bluest eyes that Jinx had ever seen. Fuck. Who had given her the right to have eyes that fucking blue?
You're alive?"
she whispered.
"Yeah,"
Jinx said, calming down as her nerves recognized that there were no shamblers after all. And she stood and holstered her pistol.
"And you're in my backyard, Blondie."
"Your back... oh."
She turned to look at the auto shop, then looked back at Jinx and said,
Do you mind if I just sleep here just for tonight? I promise I'll be gone in the morning, okay?"
Jinx groaned.
"Look, shamblers get nosy when people are outside, okay? Their sense of smell ain't as dead as the rest of them."
"Please," she begged. "I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in almost 2 days, and I just for a few hours."
She did look like absolute shit, objectively speaking. There were deep bags under her eyes. Her skin was both pale and flushed in the wrong places, and her golden hair was thin, lank, and clinging to her cheeks and neck. She looked absolutely miserable.
I won't be any trouble, she promised.
Except trouble followed people regardless of promises. Jinx had seen it happen more than once. Shamblers followed the food. If she'd made it here without being followed, then lucky her. But the longer she was outdoors, the more chance some stray would catch her scent and lead a whole goddamn pack of the things to their doorstep. That was just the facts of life in the new world, and she opened her mouth to tell the girl just that. What actually came out was,
"You can sleep inside. Come on."
The girl goggled at her for a moment, then, after another, said,
"Really?"
"Yes. Now, come on before something eats us, or I change my mind,"
Jinx said with vitriol that she didn't really feel. And the girl clambered out of the car, dragging her backpack with her and looking almost desperately happy, and that smile on her face that made Jinx's heart skip a beat. Even messy and exhausted, the girl was just stupid pretty.
"Thank you,"
she almost cried as she skipped up to Jinx's side.
"And, my name is Lux, Lux Crownguard.
Jinx stands for Jinx."
"Thank you, Jinx,"
Lux said as they reached the back door. And before Jinx could open it, Lux did the worst thing that had ever been done to Jinx in her entire life. She went up on her tiptoes and kissed Jinx on the cheek. Jinx swore her heart nearly slammed right out of her fucking ribcage at the touch of those soft, warm lips on her dirty cheek. It took every ounce of strength she had not to lock up right then and there like a complete goddamn goober. Instead, she swallowed thickly and forced herself to open the door and walk woodenly through it with Lux on her heels. They passed Atreus, who looked at Jinx, then at Lux, then back at Jinx, who pointed at the older man and said, "Not a fucking word out of you," without looking at him. She led Lux through the lobby and down the stairs, and Lux stopped at the bottom as she looked around with wide eyes.
"Wow."
She dropped her backpack by a shelf and wrapped her arms around herself.
"It's really nice down here."
"I mean, I guess,"
Jinx said awkwardly as she sat down on the couch.
"Not much room. Atreus sleeps there."
She pointed at the bed in the corner.
"And I usually sleep here."
She patted the couch. "But you can take it for tonight."
"Oh, no, please, I don't want to put you out of your bed," Lux said.
Even as she eyed the cushions that were probably the softest things she'd had a chance to sleep on in a while. Jinx had started to say that it was just for one night, but that suddenly struck her in the gut as she realized that meant Lux would be leaving, and for some reason she really hated that idea.
"Now fold out. We can share it. I just, like, never fold it out."
She got up and pried the cushions off, then grabbed the handles underneath and pulled out the musty mattress. It was old and a little compressed, but otherwise clean. Jinx hadn't been lying. She almost always ended up sleeping on the couch cushions. Lux, though, was looking as though she'd been offered the treasure of a lifetime as Jinx straightened out and gestured gamely at the bed.
"See," she said, "it's fine."
If you don't mind," Lux said quietly.
"Only if you don't mind me watching old movies at all hours,"
Jinx said with a laugh as she sat down on one end of the bed, kicked her boots back off, pulled off her shirt, and rolled into bed with the remote in hand.
"Movies?"
Lux looked over at the television, then back at Jinx with a radiant smile.
"That thing works?"
Yeah?
"What are you watching?"
she asked as she pulled off her first sweater layer, shoes, socks, and jeans, and burrowed into the bed beside Jinx. Jinx swallowed again as she realized she was about to out herself, but refused to be ashamed as she said,
"Casablanca."
What she hadn't expected was for Lux's eyes to go a little teary and for her to say,
"I love Casablanca. Can I,
I'm already watching it," and
the world tilted, and Jinx stumbled as she gripped her head. Something was wrong. Something was impossibly wrong. She couldn't put her finger on it, though. She felt sick. Lux looked at her with worry in her pretty blue eyes. Something was wrong.
"Papa?"
Jinx looked up and passed Lux at the little girl standing at the foot of the stairs, licked her lips, and said,
"Spark plug? What are you... Wait, no, this isn't right."
"Jinx?"
Lux said, although her voice sounded distant and gray.
"Jinx, who are you talking to?"
"Nothing. No one. I...
Jinx gripped her head and groaned. Something's wrong.
Time froze. And the world tilted again. And suddenly the smell of old metal and motor oil was gone, swallowed by the scent of clean, salty winds and spring breezes. A migraine stabbed into Jinx's skull as she backed up, while all around her, the color seemed to bleed out of everything. The gold washed out of Lux's perfect hair, and the blue faded from her eyes. The whole world was blackening like an old photograph thrown into a barrel fire, and suddenly the smell of clean air was replaced with the stink of ash and smoke.
No.
Jinx gripped her head and bent almost double as the pain became so intense that she could barely think straight.
Stop it!
She screamed, her voice raw and ragged.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
She lashed out at what she didn't know, and her fingers closed around a long, cool metal haft leading up to the head of a thin and ornate hammerhead that connected with something, nothing, and everything all at once, and fractured the whole world around her, crazing it like glass. And then a thousand visions stared back at her of dreams and worlds she'd never seen and yet couldn't forget. Between those cracks, a fire burned. It was sick and mad and yellow with fever, and Jinx stumbled back and away from the chaos around her. Her mind was spinning. She was Jinx. It stands for Jinx. But which Jinx? Which one was her? Which dream was hers? Which Lux was hers? She couldn't recall.
Starlight?
Jinx called.
No, not that one. Sunshine? Or was it? No!
Jinx shook her head desperately as she stumbled through the cracked mirror madhouse of her dreams, all while desperately calling out for her other half.
Blondie, where are you?
She saw a light ahead, and she stumbled towards it. It hurt her eyes and burned her skin, but she needed to get out of the dark, out and out and into the light, into the...
The text of this story is available on AO3. Music by Dot Matrix. If you would like me to record a story, voice over a character, get in touch using the contact information available on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.